Hello, and welcome to the Patience to Prosperity podcast, where we learn how to act in opposition of our limiting beliefs in order to reach our fullest potential. Hey guys, it's Lizzie. If you're new here, I welcome you with open arms. Today, I'm gonna get real with y'all. I'm gonna let you in on where I am in my healing journey right now in hopes that you guys also can resonate with me. Because I feel like there's something in the air right now. I don't know what it is, but it probably has to do with how far away the sun is from the earth, because Lord knows I need some vitamin D in my life. This seasonal depression is kicking. It's kicking. That being said, we're going to jump right into today's topic, right? You probably saw that the title of this episode had something to do with self-awareness and it coming with some cost of some sort, right? So we're going to talk about what that cost is. What do I mean by that? What do you mean being self-aware comes with a cost? Isn't that the goal? Like, don't we all want to be self-aware, right? Doesn't that make life better? All sunshine and rainbows? No. That's what I'm coming to realize. It really doesn't, actually. That's what I'm coming to realize. So let me just set the stage for you guys. Right now, I'm at this place in my life where I honestly do feel the most healed I've ever been in my life, right? Big applause. Yay. So grateful to be here. Okay, but at the same time, I'm starting to realize, you know, I'm really sick of how much work it's taking on a daily basis just to feel like I'm at this, like, baseline, quote-unquote, happiness, just to feel, like, sort of stable in my life, right? Like, to really give you guys some insight. You know, I'm someone who has to journal frequently, and emphasis on the has to. Like, I have to do this for my own good, you know? Like, I know I try to give you guys these little mindset cues of, like, don't say have to, say get to. Yes, yes, like, I get to journal, right? We all know that. But in terms of my actual mental well-being, like, it is something that I genuinely need to do in order to feel stable in any way. So, journaling is just one of the ways. You know, there's endless ways that we pour into ourselves on a daily basis, whether it be making sure we're fueling our bodies with nutrients in our food and having to cook as a result of that. You know, cooking takes a lot out of me. I don't know about you guys, but it takes a lot out of me. Honestly, actually, I've been loving cooking lately. Like, it's kind of been, like, one of my favorite pastimes lately, which is so not me, but I also do feel like I go through these phases with cooking where, like, I'm either a chef or I'm cooking, like, chicken, rice, and broccoli every night. Lately, I've been expanding my horizons, started cooking salmon for the first time. Who was going to tell me that salmon is actually the easiest thing to cook out of all the meats? It is so easy. I just pop it in my air fryer with some spices and olive oil, and it's done in 20 minutes. It's so easy. Chicken is so much harder to cook. Anyways, I digress. Like, why am I talking about salmon right now? I'm having fun with it today. I don't know if you guys can tell. I'm like, I felt called to this mic today. I felt called to come hang out with you guys. So here we are. I'm enjoying this space. I hope you are too. Anyways, going off of what I was saying with my little healing phase that I'm in right now, I feel like I go through this phase a lot where I'm like, okay, like, fuck, can I just put down the journals? Like, can I just, like, stop going, moving every single day, going to the gym and, like, you know, getting in the sun and seed cycling for my hormones and, like, doing all of the things I have to do every single day. But at the same time, like, it's so beautiful that I know what needs to be done for me to benefit from it, you know? Anyways, that's just me finding the positives in everything, trying my best to. But something I've always battled with is the concept of healing forever. Because I genuinely, genuinely do believe that we do get to a point where we are healed. I don't think that we're healing forever. I don't think that's the right word. I think we're growing forever. I think we're evolving forever. But I don't necessarily feel like we have to spend the rest of our lives uncovering, you know, our trauma from our childhood. I think that's something that we do eventually heal from, right? Like, you do get to this point in your life where you aren't triggered anymore by certain things that used to literally make you want to curl up in a ball and die. Like, you get to a point where that doesn't affect you as deeply. You get to a point where you're not holding resentment against people in your life, or even yourself. You know, like, forgiveness is a huge part of the healing journey. It's something that I have a podcast episode on already if you want to go hear more about that. Because I do think that it's one of the hardest parts. Because it's not only forgiving the people in our lives that have caused so much inner turmoil our entire life, which can be people like your parents or your friends or past relationships, but also forgiving yourself for not knowing what you know now is huge, right? Because this really plays along with self-awareness. Like, we look back at past versions of ourselves and we try to make ourselves feel guilty for acting in the ways that we did, for behaving in the ways that we did, without realizing that we did not have all the tools that we do now on our tool belt. Like, we had to be that person to be able to evolve into the person that we are now. So instead of asking ourselves, oh, why did I do that? Let's try to thank those past versions of ourselves that were trying so hard just to survive. Like, I think we forget that sometimes. Past you was just trying to get by. You were just trying to do what you had to do every single day and push past those thoughts of, you know, not wanting to necessarily be here if you're anything like me and you went through some depression in your past. Like, that shit was real. Why am I being mean to that part of me? You know, like, she was going through shit at the time. She was doing the best she could. And I needed that version of me in order to be who I am now, like I said. So I think a huge reason why I felt sort of like I've been treading water to keep myself afloat lately. I'm doing everything I can, but I just barely got my head above that water, you know? Like, maybe I'm being a little dramatic. I think I'm doing okay, guys. Like, this is not a cry for help, I promise. But sometimes I'm just like, why am I expected to be places at certain times? Why do I have to do things? Like, I just want to run free in a flower field, in a flowy white dress, with a cute little hat, and bathe in the sunlight. You know what? I'm kind of sick of myself lately. Anyways, I think the reason why I feel like I'm treading this water to keep myself afloat is because I need to redefine what healing actually means to me, right? Because being healed is not a prize that you win. It does sort of, in a way, feel like the light at the end of the tunnel, if you want to put it in that analogy. But at the end of the day, once you get to that light at the end of the tunnel, other shit comes into fruition, right? Like, other shit that you didn't realize was a thing when you were in all that darkness comes out as a result of this self-awareness that we're talking about today. So no one's patting you on the back when you get to this point where you feel like you're your most healed self, right? No one even really recognizes the day that you feel your most healed. That's all you. But when you are so self-aware, you also see how much you still have to go, right? Like, you are so hyper aware of, and maybe you're not. Some days I kind of feel this way, some days I don't. But I sometimes feel like I'm so aware of where I am exactly in my healing journey and how much I still have to go. And that really blinds me from seeing how much I've already gone, like how much healing I've already gone through, how much progress I've already made. Because in a way, you're kind of just telling yourself that the person that you are right now is still not good enough, that you still have so much more work to do. And of course you do. We all do. Even freaking Gandhi still had work to do. You know what I mean? Like, we are human beings, and this life is always handing us opportunities in different forms. And those opportunities all have an impact on us. They all leave some sort of imprint on who we are. And how we choose to deal with them says a lot about how much we've grown as a person. Like I've said to you guys before in past episodes, I think a lot of us get so overwhelmed and we feel kind of defeated whenever a circumstance comes up or a situation comes up where it feels all too well. Like, it feels like something we've already been through. And a lot of the times, that's in the people that show up in our lives. And, you know, we'll be shown the same person in a different font. And we just wonder, why me? Like, why do I have to go through this same lesson over and over again to understand it? And the truth of the matter is that it just means that we didn't learn the lesson that we were supposed to. Maybe we thought we learned a lesson from it, and you probably did learn some sort of lesson from it. I'm not going to discredit that. But maybe you didn't learn the lesson you were supposed to learn. And I know that because when those thoughts come up where you're thinking, why me? Or, you know, what did I do wrong? Why am I not enough? Or why am I too much? Then you actually didn't learn that lesson yet. Because a fully healed person wouldn't have those beliefs, right? Like, we wouldn't be looking at ourselves as something of lack, right? Like, we see ourselves as this abundant person. And that's not to say that when you are fully healed, you are never going to feel these days of lesser than, these moments of lesser than. Because I think that it's something that we all go through because we're just so hard on ourselves. And we know, we see how much potential we have. We see it. So when we're not acting in accordance to it, we fucking feel that. We don't just see it, we feel it. And we hold that shit in our bodies. Quick little intermission as I hop on here while I'm drinking my mud water. I just wanted to let you guys in on a special little discount for 15% off if you use my link in the show notes below, plus $20 off on top of that if you choose to get the starter pack and subscribe. The starter pack is what I'm drinking right now as I talk to you guys. And I'm not gonna lie, I have been relying on my mud water every single day to help support my gut, to help support my brain. I feel as though when I drink my mud water, my cognitive brain function is so much better throughout the day. I feel like I'm able to find more clarity, and not for nothing, all of the benefits aside, just taking some time throughout your day to make yourself a nice little drink that you know is doing so much good for your body. And sitting in stillness and sipping that drink and reminding yourself that every single sip is you pouring love into yourself is enough as it is. But if that's not enough to convince you, then I just wanted to let you guys in on some of the benefits of mud water. So with their original starter pack, it is a mushroom blend of adaptogenic mushrooms such as lion's mane, cordyceps, chaga, and reishi, which all have individual benefits for your overall health that you can go and research on your own, as well as cinnamon, turmeric, Himalayan salt, cacao, and masala chai. Those are all the ingredients in it. Natural medicine from the earth with ingredients that you can pronounce, with only 35 milligrams of caffeine and 100% organic ingredients. So go get your mud water today if you want to implement a little act of self-love into your life every single day. I think being healed has to do more with things not being able to disturb your peace, right? It's about protecting your peace. It's about knowing that you have everything that you need inside of you because you have been through every single thing that you thought was going to break you forever. And that's not to say that when we are healed, we aren't emotionally charged people, right? I think this is something that I see a lot of discourse on the internet about. How we kind of place healed people as these people who have this baseline emotion of just pure bliss. Like, they actually don't really feel things as deeply because they've gotten to this point where it can't affect them as deeply. And I don't necessarily think that's true. I really don't. I think that a lot of us are deep feelers and we're empaths to our core. We feel shit deep, not just with things that we're going through, but with things that other people are going through, because that's just who we are. That's something that will never change about us, no matter how much we heal empathy is something that runs thick through your blood, let me tell you. And it's kind of saddening to see the lack of empathy that there is in society today. I don't know if you guys have felt that way too, but if you have your eyes a little bit open and you live in the US and you see what's going on politically, it's a little saddening because to me it really just shows a lack of care for other human beings. Anyways, I'm not going to get into that today because I'll probably start crying. But like I was saying, there's a lot of discourse on the internet that makes up healing to be this sort of woo-woo thing that is so out of reach. So even us people who feel like we are our most healed that we've ever been, it still feels so out of reach for us because we don't feel at peace in every single moment of our life. Like, we still go through those normal human emotions. And if you're anything like me and like you can resonate with what I'm saying right now, you feel shit so deeply to the point where you really have to work on it not affecting your peace on the daily, even though you are healed from shit. Like, things are still gonna affect you. Things are still going to affect you. And that doesn't mean that you are not where you're meant to be or that you're not healed or that, you know, you've taken 5 steps back. It literally just means that you're human. Like, I think we often forget that we're supposed to feel things. And the only way to get past them is to feel them. Emotions come up because they're meant to be released. And the only way to release an emotion is to feel it. The only reason it's coming up is because you are supposed to feel it. That doesn't mean that it's supposed to consume you. That doesn't mean that it's supposed to bring back unhealed versions of you. And if it does, that's something that you definitely still need to work on, which is completely okay. Because another thing that I feel like doesn't get talked about enough is the fact that sometimes there are things that come up from our past where these unhealed versions of ourself come back, and it makes us feel like we are taking 30 million steps back instead of 30 million steps forward. And I truly do think that this is just a part of life. I think that this is something that even if you are so healed from, inevitably it's going to happen because you are supposed to unlearn things, right? You are supposed to go back to the root of things and relearn them with the brain and the tools that you have now. You have a different perspective on life than you did when you were going through that thing way back then. And I think it's actually vital for our healing process to sometimes have to take a step back and have to look at things through a new lens. Because the lens that we were looking at before, that we were healing from before, was still a little bit foggy. And that's not supposed to make us feel drained. That's not supposed to make us feel less than or small. It's supposed to feel empowering. That now we have the tools to get through this thing in a way that feels more seamless, that feels like there's purpose behind it, right? We're not just uncovering some of those unhealed versions of ourselves and kind of chipping away at them for no reason. We know that it's because it's going to make us so much stronger as a result. So going back to this self-awareness that I was talking about, I feel like when you're someone who reaches this point of self-awareness, you are so quick to notice even the slightest shifts in your mental or anything, your entire life. Like, you are so quick to notice little tiny shifts. And that's why before, when I was talking about, you know, seasonal depression, I mentioned it a little bit in the beginning, that might have turned on a little light bulb for you that made you want to listen to the rest of this episode. Because I think that seasonal depression is something that creeps in, especially for us people who are really self-aware, because we go through this time where in the summer, you know, all that sunlight, all that vitamin D is lifting our soul. It is brightening our spirits. And, you know, I think people typically would say that they feel their happiest in the summer just because you feel like you're kind of tied down to things less and you're more free. You get to explore a little bit more. You have more time on your hands, maybe, some of us. I kind of feel like I don't in the summer when I'm working, but And then, like, that part of ourself can sometimes lead into the fall, and the fall's pretty short, so it doesn't take too much out of us. But then winter comes along, and man, oh man, winter just feels like an entire year in itself. It is so long. It is so incredibly long. And of course, it has to be the season where, you know, nature is resting. So you try to go outside, baby, it's cold. It is cold. And there's not too much to look at, right? Everything's kind of bare and nothing's blooming. Even the little critters outside have gone away to hibernate. Like, there's not really much to look at. You kind of have to be creative more than ever in the comfort and the warmth of your own home. Please pick up crafting if you haven't already, because oh my gosh, guys, that has genuinely saved me. I can't even lie. I think that it's actually vital for us to be crafting at least once a week. I think that should be mandatory. That should be like a federal law that we have to craft once a week. It's so good for your brain, I swear. Like, there's nothing that puts you more in the present moment than a damn craft. I will tell you that much. And if you're someone that's like, oh, I can't because I'm too much of a perfectionist, baby, that's the point. That's the point. Crafting and being artistic and painting, whatever you want to put under the umbrella of crafting, it could be anything. It's just creating. It's something that requires you to push past all of those limiting beliefs and those thoughts that are telling you that it has to be perfect. And instead, you just do it and you see what comes up. Like, it's going to be bad if you put expectations on yourself. You have to make the intention that the reason why you're sitting down to do a craft right now is simply that. It's just to do a craft. It's just to take a moment to be present and to see what comes up. Like, put that pen to your paper, put that paintbrush on that fucking canvas, and just go to work. Don't even think about what you're painting. Just go to work. And if you want to find inspiration on Pinterest, go ahead. But please don't compare your art to that of Pinterest, because it's not meant to look the same. I feel like I'm going on a lot of random tangents today, but I'm kind of loving it, and I feel like you guys are gonna like it too. So, future Lizzie, don't cut this out of the episode. Leave it in. Anyways, so before I was kind of talking about how, you know, no one really gives you a pat on the back when you've reached this point where you feel you're most healed. Like, no one really recognizes it as much as you do, but at the same time, like, we have such a hard time recognizing it ourselves. It's such a clusterfuck, guys. Like, I can't even get to, like, one sort of baseline understanding of it. So that's why I'm recording today, because I'm hoping that maybe I feel some sort of peace afterwards. But I think where we are shown how much we've truly healed is honestly through interacting with other people. Like, in my opinion, I think that it comes up the most when we deal with the outside world and we see how much others are able to affect us, how much we actually let them affect us, right? Because that is a choice, kind of, sort of. At the end of the day, it is a choice how much you allow someone to affect your peace of mind and to cross that barrier that you have worked so hard to build, where you are in your little peace bubble right now. If you are allowing someone to puncture that peace bubble like it's no tomorrow, how healed really are we then, right? Because how much do we really respect ourselves then? We're not respecting our own boundaries by letting someone else cross them without any good reason. Because most of the time, they really don't have a good reason. And we're just such loving beings that we trust everyone so much and that we think that they can do no wrong because they see how much love there is inside of us. But that's not always the case, babe. They take advantage of the nice people, unfortunately, in this world. And that's why we need to build these peace bubbles. But that's not to say that this protection that you've built for yourself is meant to be a prison. Right? I think that we get to this point where we don't let anyone in because we think that letting anyone into our little bubble is taking away from ourselves and is too much of a risk at our own peace of mind, that God forbid if they were to hurt us, we would be a shell of a person. But don't you realize how far you've come? Of course you're not going to be a shell of a person when the next person comes into your life and hurts you. You are just going to learn a lesson that you didn't know you needed to learn before. And unfortunately, we have to learn things the hard way sometimes. But I know personally, and I know if you really came clear with yourself, you would agree with this statement. Every single hardship that you've had to go through, you know that you wouldn't be the person that you are today without going through it. So, yes, it came with a huge cost and maybe put us through emotional and mental turmoil for years at end. But my God, you wouldn't be here if it weren't for it. And it just shows how strong you are. Just shows how much resilience you have within you that you are so quick to look past sometimes. So I was talking about how, you know, the outside world and how we interact with it really shows us how much we've healed. And I want to go further into this a little bit. So when someone comes into our life, whether it's romantically or not, and eventually that relationship fizzles out, what are you left with, right? Are you left with this thought that all I ever need is me at the end of the day? Anyways, I'm going to let myself feel this. I'm going to let myself hurt a little bit because it is real. I did, you know, show a really vulnerable side of myself to this person. And I'm going to do my best to just remind myself that I need to be vulnerable in order to feel understood, that it's okay to be vulnerable, and that's the only way to actually reach true connections in life, right? Like, people can't actually love you unless they actually understand you. And through understanding someone, you have to be vulnerable with them. But I know for me personally, a lot of the times when a relationship has fizzled out in my life, those thoughts, those unhealed versions of me, where those thoughts are coming from, can come up and, you know, I start to put the blame on myself. I start to ask myself, why am I not good enough to be loved? Why was I not enough for them? Was I too much for them? What was the issue there? Because going back to that self-awareness, we are kind of conditioning ourselves to always evolve and to always level up. So we know that that starts with us. We know that that starts from within. But that doesn't mean that we are supposed to be carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders and the weight of other people's unhealed versions of themselves on our shoulders. Because the truth is, babe, you're always going to be too much to a person that has no intention of fulfilling your needs. I'm going to say that again. You're always going to be too much to a person that had no intention of fulfilling your needs. You have to get to this point where you understand that you are the prize. And this is not in a cocky way. This is not in an egocentric manner. Know that when you are someone who has gotten to this point in their healing journey, where you've dedicated your entire life to being the best version of yourself, and to loving people as deeply as you can as a result of all the pain that you've been through in your life. Babe, you did not lose them. They lost you. They lost an opportunity to be loved by someone who loves with their entire heart, with their entire soul, with their entire being. That is rare. That is rare, especially in a world where we are lacking empathy. It is rare to be loved by someone wholeheartedly, especially by someone who was always looking to grow and always looking to improve themselves, which would in turn improve your relationship with someone else. You know, like, if you are someone who is so dedicated to your own growth, you cannot under any circumstance be in a relationship with someone else who does not see the point in growing or healing or evolving and is completely complacent with staying the same. And that doesn't just have to do with romantic relationships. There's been friendships in my life where I've had to let go, sadly, because they have no desire to grow, because they are so completely complacent with just staying the same. How do you expect them to understand you? How do you expect them to understand you? They don't. They literally don't understand you. So there's a lack of love that comes from that too, because they love the past versions of you. They love the versions of you that come up when you feel unhealed, when you feel emotionally charged, when you feel like you're not on top of the world. They love those versions of you because they can relate with those versions of you, because that's how they feel all the time. Or not. I guess ignorance is bliss, so maybe they don't actually feel that way. Maybe they just genuinely live in this world of sunshine and rainbows. But I don't think so. I think they live more in a, like, woe me mindset, where everything's happening to them, not for them. So, moving forward, something that I've kind of been battling with lately, to be super transparent, is this kind of yearning for love, right? Like, I think it is just so human for us to yearn for someone to love us, and more so to understand us. Like, we want to genuinely be understood. And it's funny because when I was at my darkest point, my biggest fear was someone seeing me exactly as I saw myself at the time. And now I cannot shake the feeling of wanting to be understood and wanting to be seen exactly as I am. Like, I want someone to know exactly why I do things in the way that I do and why I think things in the way that I do. And that used to be a really scary thought for me because it was super vulnerable. And at the time, I could not for the life of me wrap my head around being vulnerable with someone else, because I was barely able to face that shit myself. So I think the reason why I'm bringing this up right now is because when you're someone who is super healed and, you know, the world tries to embed it in your mind, engrave it in your mind that all you need is you, that you have everything that you'll ever need within you. I think I've even said that in this episode already. So I'm guilty for being one of those people, but I do genuinely believe that. At the same time, though, I think that you can know that you have everything that you possibly need within you, but also really want someone to love and someone to love you. Like, something that I live by is that all of our life purposes, dimmed down in the most objective way that I can possibly make it, is to love and to be loved. That's something that all of us can come to agree on, and that we can all find some sort of fulfillment by. So it's not taking away from yourself and from your healing journey and from all of the work that you've done by wanting to be seen by someone else, right? Like, that's okay. I want you to know that that's okay. That doesn't mean that you are looking at yourself as someone of lack. And that kind of sparks my next idea. I think that the key here is to look at things through an abundance mindset, so that you know that you have everything that you could possibly need already. Someone else coming into your life would just be an extension of all of that. You are not supposed to be in a relationship with someone romantically and feel like they are your other half. Like, you're genuinely not supposed to feel that way. You're supposed to feel as if they are a extension of you, that they add something beautiful to your life, whether it be a new set of eyes, a new perspective, a new approach to love that you never knew was out there. Whatever it may be, they're supposed to add something to your life, not necessarily add something to who you already are, because you're already whole as you are. I also know that it's the winter right now, and I know when the weather's cold, a lot of us are yearning to, you know, find that love out there. But this is even more of the time for us to be pouring into ourselves. I know you didn't want to hear it. I know you didn't want to hear it. But I don't know about you guys, I always need to pour into myself even more in the winter than I do in the summer, because my baseline happiness is kind of at an all-time low in the winter. So in order to just find that ground level happiness, that baseline happiness, you gotta be pouring into yourself even more. Even when you're tired, even when you are drained and you don't feel like doing it anymore. that's when you have to just assess what things are actually lifting up your spirits and are actually giving you energy rather than what things are draining your energy. And it's hard because sometimes we face these things in our life that do both at the same time. Like, I think working out is a great example of that because working out does give you more energy in the sense of, you know, you get those post-workout endorphins and you kind of feel on top of the world after a workout. For the most part, sometimes you feel really humbled. I've experienced that recently because I've started to weightlift a little bit again. But you also do feel empowered from it. You feel good about yourself. You just push your body in ways that you usually don't. And from that comes a lot of empowerment. But at the same time, you are tiring out your body. Like, you are. That's what you're doing when you're working out. So I think it's really important to find a balance. And I don't know if you're anything like me, but that word balance sometimes just puts me in a spiral. Because I don't think that balance is actually something that is completely possible to achieve in the sense of what we think it means. Like, we have this narrative where we think that balance is this 50-50 thing, right? Because we think of this like scale where it has to be balanced on both sides, meaning the weight on both sides has to be the exact same. But what I have come to realize most recently is that balance does not necessarily mean 50-50 in every aspect of your life. It just means that you're pouring into yourself just as much as you feel drained. That you're kind of combating that by pouring into yourself more in ways that feel good to you. Simply doing things that feel good to you and letting that be the intention behind it. Not having to accomplish, not having to do constantly. Just letting yourself be, letting yourself recharge and allowing yourself to recharge in different ways because we're constantly changing. And you know, some days recharging to you is going to be taking a nap in the middle of the day. But other days, recharging to you is just going to be sitting down and eating a nourishing meal and talking to a close friend about how you feel. Like, it's different for us every single day. So when I say try your best to find that balance, what I'm really trying to implement into your brain is try to find the things that are draining you. Try to become aware of the things that are draining you, as well as the things that really do light up your spirit, that really do bring you back to yourself, that make you feel a sense of control. And that's not to say that we're always supposed to feel like we're in control, because we're not. We truly aren't. There are a lot of things in our life that are not up to us, that we cannot control. And that can make us feel super out of control. That can make us feel super scared and anxious sometimes. But I think it really just comes down to releasing the belief of needing to have everything perfect, of things needing to go by a specific time frame that we have in our minds, by a specific outline that we've created in our minds. Because the truth is, when we're overthinking everything and when we're trying to control everything, we're not trusting. We're not trusting that everything is going to happen when and how it's supposed to. So we are literally telling the universe or whatever God that you believe in that we don't trust in their timing. And then how do we expect to get what we want out of this divine being when we are literally actively showing them that we don't trust that what they have in store for us is right and is happening when it's supposed to? Anyways, you have to trust in the person that you are now, not just in the universe around you and in whatever higher power you believe in. You have to trust in the person that you are now. Because you've done so much work to be who you are, and you need to allow yourself to rely on all that you are. That's why you've become this person. You've done all that work so that you can rely on yourself. You are your safe space. You did not do all that work just to become a stable shoulder for others to cry on. You came here to understand yourself deeper. With that being said, that is all I have for you guys today. I hope that this episode was able to meet you on a soul level. I hope that you were able to resonate with some of the things I said today. And if you haven't told yourself yet today how proud you are of yourself, then allow me to do so. I am so proud of the person that you are right now, and I can't wait to see who you become. But that doesn't even matter right now. I know we always talk about our highest self, but what if our highest self starts with who we are right now? Because, newsflash, it actually does. You can't become the best version of yourself without this current version of you. So give yourself a little pat on the back, because you have come such a long way, and now's your time to really bathe in all that sunshine that you have created for yourself. Allow yourself to actually enjoy it. That is my biggest goal this year, is to actually enjoy all of the things that I've already set up for myself. And if you want to hear more about that, my first episode of season 5 is titled Taking a Softer Approach to the New Year. And in that episode, I really talk about my mindset going into 2025 and how I really just want to enjoy everything, prosper all of the fruits that I worked so hard to grow in 2024. Anyways, I'm kind of tired of hearing myself talk, so I'm going to end it here. I'm so incredibly grateful for you guys. Thank you for constantly supporting me and for showing up as much as you do. If you are looking for some deeper inner work to do on your own as an extension of what we talked about today, go ahead and check out the show notes below, because I curate journal prompts in the show notes of every single episode that really act as an extension of the episode, so that you can go and do some inner work on your own without me yapping in your ears, or maybe at the same time as me yapping in your ears, whatever makes the most sense to you. With that being said, you can go ahead and find me on TikTok or Instagram. My social medias will be in the show notes below, as well as your exclusive Mudwater discount to take $20 off, plus a 15% off discount by purchasing the starter kit and subscribing through your link. Or if you don't want to subscribe, you can just get that 15% off discount using my link in the show notes below. Anyways, I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day, and hope to hang out with you soon. As always, come as you are and leave a little more healed.